School Board President Gene Ellis set the tone for the Thursday night meeting. Ellis emphasized the district was not setting out to catch people. Rather, she said they were trying to find a way to change the culture among students.
So that it is not acceptable by other students for a student to do this? Because I think peer pressure is probably the strongest pressure that there is, and students are much more likely not to do something because their peers tell them not to do it. They're not going to pay much attention to me, I'm afraid. So it's, you know, I think that that's kind of our overall goal, is to figure out how to do something that will assist our students and give them a reason to say no when they're feeling pressure to say yes.
Thursday night's meeting was prompted by heightened concern over teen substance abuse. The discussion was aimed at reviewing two school district policies, one on drug and alcohol testing and one on searches and seizures. The school district does not have random drug testing for athletes or others in extracurricular activities like some other communities. Rather, the local policy only targets individual students who are suspected of using drugs. Administrators explained that the district has yet to develop the specific legal procedures and requirements for drug testing, so no one has actually been tested under the policy. Middle school principal Mike Bronner.
If a student walked in and we suspected that student may be under the influence of something, right now we don't have things in place to where that we could just say, here's the way we need to do it. We need that so we could even do that.
According to current policy, students who are suspected of using, possessing, or selling drugs or alcohol within the school's jurisdiction may be tested. If they refuse to be tested, they may be considered to have received a positive test. Board members agreed the district needed to develop the actual procedures to implement the existing policy. Lutheran pastor and reserve police officer Mike Schwarty expressed frustration with the problem of teen substance abuse in town, saying he was worried about the impacts on the majority of kids, the kids who don't use.
To quote a teacher up at the school system, it just takes one kid to poison a class. And that wasn't meant to be derogatory, but that's just a metaphor. That one child in a classroom that's using affects quite a few others that are trying to do well. And so I'm really happy that we're doing something. I think it's long overdue.
Shorty recounted a few of the drug-related incidents that came up in the schools while he was a police officer for a few years, and he regretted there was no drug testing in place at the time. In addition to the current policy, the board is also reconsidering the use of random drug testing for students in athletics and other extracurricular activities. The board last considered random testing in 2005, but backed off in the face of public opposition. Board President Gene Ellis acknowledged such a policy would not cover all students.
That's why it hasn't been something that Petersburg has instituted. No. I mean, in the past they had a discussion about it, and parents felt that it was an invasion of privacy and were not happy about it, and they didn't go forward with it.
But we're thinking
because of the current climate, we're just looking at it again.
However, Dr. John Bergren, a parent in the audience, pointed out some of the drawbacks of drug testing athletes and other students who choose to participate in extracurricular activities.
It can actually serve as a deterrent for people involving themselves in those programs who are just really don't want to be involved with random, you know, I need a urine specimen from you right now kind of a thing.
Of course, if you're a charter boat captain, you've got to do it too.
What's that?
If you're a charter boat captain, you have to. I mean, there's a lot of people that get random drug tests.
But it's a very different thing when you're engaged in a professional activity or a workplace activity than a child is passively involved with public education. So I think that's been the real big issue with this.
Bergeron said he thought everyone wanted to do something about the overall problem, but he questioned the benefit of random testing in activities, saying there was little, if any, data to support its value as a deterrent against drugs and alcohol. Teacher and wrestling coach Rob Schwartz had a different take on the issue.
You know, we've heard from young people for a lot of years that if there was a drug testing policy in place, it would make it easier for them to stand up to their peers, say, you know, volleyball is important to me, or cross country or track or music or whatever it happens to be. I think that's an important point.
Schwartz pointed out that the community donates a lot of money and time for activities, and he thought it was reasonable for the community to know that those students were drug-free. But some parents feel strongly that random testing violates students' rights. Elizabeth Hart opposes it. She encouraged the district to stick with the current policy of targeted tests or searches when there was reasonable suspicion of drug use by a specific student.
But randomly drug testing high school students
when the only reasonable cause is their engagement in extracurricular activity smacks of a police state, chipping away at their civil liberties, and one in which I do not want to be a participant. I vehemently disagree with it.
The board also discussed search and seizure. There are already procedures in place for searching a student or their locker if there's reasonable suspicion they're breaking the law or school rules. That policy also specifically allows for the use of drug-sniffing dogs. State troopers have such a dog in Juneau, according to Petersburg Police Chief Jim Agner, who expected the agency would work with the district to arrange free visits by the dog and its handlers. Board member Randy Lantine suggested starting with a student assembly.
Have the kids come do it in the gym or something, see how the dog works, maybe have a conversation about consequences as to what penalties a person could face. I mean, use it as an educational tool to start with, and then, you know, then they can see that, okay, they are serious about this, and, you know, we're going to move forward. But make it an educational tool to begin with, and then implement it if we choose to go that direction.
Without objection from the board, President Gene Ellis eventually directed Superintendent Rob Thomason to move ahead with that idea, starting with a drug dog assembly with students and eventually a search of the campus and parking areas. Thomason emphasized he would take a cautious, open approach, keeping students and the public informed about the plans. He also suggested more consideration be given to helping students who do get into trouble.
Part of this discussion that I would like to interject is a portion or a component of the policy that discusses, so a youngster does test positive for drugs and alcohol or whatever, so what's available to help this youngster besides, you know, kicking him out of school? I have a little saying I like to use, you know, we too often thump them and dump them where we should be reaching them and teaching them. And I guess my question is, what do we do to help them?
Along those lines, district staff will be looking into more avenues for student counseling, support, and drug abuse awareness programs. Some board members also expressed interest in expanding anti-drug programs like DARE to more grades across the district. Meanwhile, administrators will continue to research random drug testing policies at other schools and gather input from students. They'll also take another look at the idea of a closed campus, where high schoolers have to stay in school during lunch. The board briefly considered that idea a couple of years ago as well, but never pursued it. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.